Hello again and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Walter, the host of True Wealth. True Wealth is a weekly radio program sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane. Coins Plus can be reached at 444-0044 in Spokane. Outside Spokane, toll free 877-827-2646 or 877-TAP-COINS. Coins Plus is located inside the Division Hill Clock Tower Plaza at 3201 North Division Street. Coins Plus is a full-service rare coin and precious metals broker-dealer. We also have a jewelry division. We specialize in the purchase and sale of rare coins, coin collections, and we emphasize investment guidance and advice. We also buy scrap gold, jewelry, and diamonds in high quality. We emphasize better quality diamonds. Just so you're aware, a quarter carat and up is usually about what it takes before diamonds start to have much value at all. Sometimes that's a little confusing for people. Well, we saw another pretty healthy week in the metals. We're seeing some real nice floors built in the metals now. Gold was working on a ceiling of 900. It's now become the floor. And primarily, we saw some strength in the metals this week because of the unforeseen immediate monetization of $1.1 trillion in debt. Folks, this came out of nowhere. We have been, our politicians have been spending money like crazy from the fourth quarter of 2008 through now. All they do is basically commit to spend $1 trillion here, $1 trillion there. They keep coming up with more reasons. The stimulus package is the biggest racket, the biggest financial scandal ever handed to the American people, essentially telling the American people, this is going to save them, this is going to help. And they know darn good and well it has no hope of helping at all. As we've seen, it's done absolutely nothing since Obama came in office and the stimulus packages have been approved. We've seen the market just free falling. The bailouts, the market free fell. Folks, a racket, racket, racket. But the bottom line is that we've committed to create over $5 trillion this coming year. I've discussed this before. We ended the year with $10.5 trillion in M2 money. That's every liquid dollar on the face of planet Earth. They have agreed or committed or planned or budgeted or whatever you want to call it to create another $5+ trillion in 2009. That's ridiculous. That's a 50% increase in the world's dollar supply. But out of nowhere, here they come with another $1.1 trillion in U.S. dollar creation. Monetization means they have a debt, they create the money out of thin air, they pay the debt off, and put it on the back of the United States taxpayer. We began the year planning to create $5 trillion more dollars on top of the $10 trillion in M2 money, which is terrifying. That'd be a 50% increase in the dollars, depending on how you slice it. It's a minimum inflation of a third, 33%, a likely inflation of 50%, and a probable inflation of 70 to 80 to 100%, depending upon what the other countries in the world do when they start to see the dollar inflation issue. The problem here is, in addition to all these approved bailout packages and stimulus packages, the Treasury just came out of nowhere and created $1 trillion out of thin air. Folks, there is a good possibility that this could become a pattern that we begin to see where they just start to create money at will. And what that's going to do is tragically begin to erode and destroy the dollar faster than we've ever seen. The other thing that we need to face and understand is the fact that the dollar has been artificially propped up since the fourth quarter of 2008. There's an article on our website I wrote a few months ago kind of explaining this situation. So when we do all the mathematics, we have $10.5 trillion in M2 money. We have an increase of a minimum of 50% based on a budget. Let's say that equates to at least 33% inflation. Then where we create another trillion, maybe another trillion here, all of a sudden we're up to an easy, solid 50% immediate inflation. That's number one. Secondly, what affects inflation, okay? The cost of goods begin to go up. Let's just say we have a 10% natural market inflation based on the items that are excluded from the consumer price index. Just say 10% inflation. Natural market commerce inflation based on the GDP. So you got 50% plus 10%. That's 60%. Now, As soon as the not-so-accidental financial debacle began at the beginning of the fourth quarter last year, coincidentally synonymous with the Obama election, the central banks manipulated the futures market, which is easy to do, to drive the U.S. dollar up by 30%. It's simple manipulation. It's the same thing they do to the metals. It's mind-boggling that they do it. It's a little bit complex and in-depth, but easy to understand. If you want to understand it more thoroughly, go to our website and go to the Library and News, and I have an article in there that explains it. But what I'm trying to explain here is this. You've got a natural 50% inflation that's coming because of the creation of dollars that they're planning to do this year, which is more, they're going to create more dollars in 1 year than we've ever dreamt of. It's just beyond your wildest dreams. We've got at least a 10% natural inflation rate. We've got 30% that the dollar needs to drop just to come back down to the natural trend that it was on before they artificially manipulated it. And then you have the possibility that the dollar could overcompensate in a downward fashion. So we're hypothetically looking at a potential of a 90% inflation in the next year to 18 months. That's serious, folks. That's traumatic money. If we see something like that begin to take place, it's over. We're going to see runs on the banks, and I'm talking about national, international runs. I'm talking about countries bailing out. I'm talking about China dumping $1.8 trillion in U.S. bonds that they're holding. It's debt that we owe them that they have not redeemed as a favor to us. My personal opinion is the path that we're on is irrevocable. I take that back. We could go on to a gold standard, but let's face it, they're not going to do it. They would sacrifice all of their power and control and everything else the politicians like. So there's a high likelihood that we're going to see a run on the U.S. dollar in 2009, or at the worst, the beginning of 2010. In addition to this, the Chinese have already rattled their saber so many times about getting out of the dollar. 2 weeks ago, Hillary Clinton went over there, and she actually gave the Chinese government eminent domain over U.S. public property to collateralize the debt so that they were not afraid that they were going to get burnt by us. It's a way to stabilize the markets, whatever you want to call it. It's wrong and it's unconstitutional, and that's the bottom line of what's going on here. I do not intend to be doom and gloom. I intend to be very straightforward and factual. I just want you to completely understand that we're in dire straits. We're facing the wolf in the eye right now. Trouble is a brewing. People say, how much should I have in the metals? Folks, right now, every liquid penny that you own should be in the metals. It's been up, it's been down. We've come off of the two-year cycle where we went through the bull, the valley. We're now back. All the stars are aligned. We're sitting at a point now where, regardless of all the economic stuff, the metals are poised to jump 30 to 50% minimum. But when you add it all together, I'm talking about huge gains. They're going to be irrelevant because it's going to be relative to the dollar. The bottom line, first and foremost concern of my investors, of our clientele, is that they preserve their capital. That's your first concern. Don't worry about what you're going to do with it down the road. We hear all these questions. How can I buy a loaf of bread? That is the number one question we get. How will I buy a loaf of bread with that piece of gold? How are you going to buy a loaf of bread with a piece of stock? And how are you going to buy a loaf of bread with a worthless piece of paper money? The bottom line is, it's wealth. You can buy a loaf of bread. Up until 60 years ago, well, there's always been money changers, but up until 60 years ago, every shop and business had a scale right in the shop to weigh up gold and silver right there on the spot. Worst case scenario, you take your 1 ounce gold coin and shave pieces off of it. Whatever. It's really easy when you got the money to worry about how to spend it rather than worrying about not having the money at all, which is what a ton of Americans are going to be facing. The worst thing of all is going to be the outcome after this hurricane hits us, when 90%+ of Americans have lost everything they have. Can you imagine if the dollar becomes worthless? What do you do then? I mean, you have nothing. You need to go back to gold and silver, the biblical form of money. It's true money. Our system has become complete dishonest weights and measures. It is coming apart. I sound like a crazy man. I understand that. Believe me. Number two, when you're out there looking to purchase the metals, avoid these large companies that have commissioned salespeople. Avoid the articles in the newspaper offering you these special deals on 1/10 ounce $5 gold eagles. Avoid the articles in the NRA magazine doing the same thing. There's an endless amount of companies out there that operate like ravenous wolves. They're on the radio, they're all over. I am not just a bitter capitalist. I'm not an unfair businessman. I'm honest. I'm here to try to tell you I'm trying to protect you as a consumer. I want to make you aware. I want to make you wise. Coins Plus strives to be completely fair and honest and above board in what we do. But just be aware of commission salespeople. They're smarter than you. They know more than you. You can't overcome the pitch. And they're going to move into arena. They'll keep moving around until they find a coin category that either you like or you're not familiar with, and they're going to try to put you into something that they're going to make a 50% commission on. I'm asking you, be wise. Number one. Number two, deal with an organization that shares your faith. Coins Plus is Christian-owned and operated. We're locally owned. We're Christian-owned and operated. Everyone who works here is a believer. That doesn't mean we're perfect at all. In fact, when you deal with Christians, you need to be careful that it doesn't become a stumbling block. However, I can assure you that if you hook up with any of these companies, the one out of Texas, Universal Coin and Bullion, I believe, it operates under 11 different names. There's class action lawsuits all over the web. There's the big company out of California. You've heard on the radio, we've had the Attorney General for the state of California call us to ask us if there's ways to penetrate the scams that they run. The Attorney General's office told me that this company that you hear on the radio regular has a pretty strong battery of attorneys, a pretty airtight agreement that they put in small print on the back that you sign, that basically you're agreeing to spend up to 39% on the items that you purchase. So please be aware of this. Be absolutely wise. Be as innocent as doves and as wise as serpents. If you just tuned in, you're listening to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm the host, Kevin Walter, and the show is sponsored by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is located in Spokane and can be contacted at 444-0044. Outside Spokane, toll free 877-TAP-COIN. That's 877-TAP-COIN. The store hours of Coins Plus are Monday through Friday, 10 to 5:30, Saturday, 10 to 3:30. However, Coins Plus will be closed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, April 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. We're always closed on Sunday. Put that on your calendars, April 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. We will be closed. Some of you are going to come in and forget, and you're going to be disappointed, but we're taking a break. We need to get away. And so if you've got business to conduct, please conduct it before that or wait until that's passed. Please keep in mind Coins Plus is always in the market to buy all gold, silver, platinum, palladium, rare coins, numismatic, semi-numismatic coins, scrap gold, jewelry, and diamonds. We never stop. Just because we encourage people to invest in the metals does not mean that we don't buy. It also does not mean that we discourage you from selling if it's your savings. A lot of people need money for medical bills, to buy a car. Fine, that's a great way to go. The precious metals are an awesome savings account. You've been making 25 to 30% per year for 6 or 7 years straight. It's the only thing I keep my extra cash in, and I really think we've made it clear that there's nothing else out there to even consider remotely. 2 weeks ago, I started a series called Welcome to the Obama Nation, and I was unable to finish that last week because I got sidetracked on a tangent. I know that's hard for you to believe that I would ever do that, so I'm going to pick up again this week. 2 weeks ago, I talked about the fact that we're heading towards the greatest and possibly the last depression that this country will ever face. The Great Depression was tough, but our citizens had a different level of integrity back then, and they were willing to do what it took to get by. A lot of these high integrity gentlemen stood by and watched their children starve and things like this. Now, folks, I'm afraid it won't be the same. I think people will go out and take. They've been taught instant gratification, and we could be looking at some serious violence coming up in the near future. I will say we're being led by one of the most reckless presidents this country's ever seen. This week, he oversaw the monetization of over $1.1 trillion in debt, and he made his first attempt to disarm our airline pilots. We've seen the U.S. dollar begin to plummet. It's 30% overvalued, as I discussed earlier. We've got the 30 to 50% inflation on the horizon with $5 plus trillion of money creation this year, which is looking more like maybe $6 or $7 trillion. We're seeing the beginning of layoffs, foreclosures, and bankruptcies everywhere. How do people respond to this type of stress? What's coming next? According to a recent survey, retail sellers, including online sellers, are seeing an exponential increase in buyer displeasure and hostility. Police officers nationwide are responding to record levels of road rage, public altercations, and domestic disputes. Law enforcement agencies nationwide are experiencing the highest reporting levels of threats of physical violence in recorded history, and nationwide robberies, burglaries, and violent crime are occurring at record high levels. Our economy is terminally ill. Our spiritual condition is terminally ill. Corruption has entered every aspect of Main Street and Wall Street. Politicians have become actors or celebrities we view as famous people, which is leading to narcissistic behavior to get attention. They've become concerned only with themselves, their next election, and the future of their career and financial condition. As an example of what politicians can gain in high office, the Clintons, before they went into the White House on paper, were bankrupt. They had $2 billion in debt, and they had less than $2 billion in assets. They, after leaving the White House last year in either 2007 or 2008, the Clinton household made over $100 million in passive income once they were out of office. How does that happen? Well, when they pass favorable bills for companies that makes it easy for these companies to make huge money, these companies put them on as an honorary board member when they get out. They give them all this stock, they give them all kinds of liquid assets, and it's all passive income. Once they do these companies big favors, they don't have to do another thing. They're set up for life. Small business has been all but destroyed. The laws prohibit the American dream, and they favor the Walmart and Walgreens while destroying the grassroots entrepreneur that made this country great. Anyone who's successful through honest means is now a criminal who needs to give all their money to the state. Our spiritual leaders are either being torn apart by the radical left and the media, or they're demonized as hate-mongering, narrow-minded bigots. We have hate speech legislation on the sidelines waiting to be passed at any moment. We have Patriot Act 2 and the Emergency Powers Act that can be enacted at the first sign of what's referred to as a state of emergency or matter of national security or national disaster. Obama is preparing to take away our constitutionally protected gun ownership rights by adding taxation that is unbearable at the least. He's promised to remove the guns from America. Can you imagine an unfair and unreasonably high tax designed specifically to prohibit a citizen's right to exercise a constitutional freedom? As a side note, Obama wants to put in a federal law that everyone who ever discharges a firearm at another human being, shoots another person, it will immediately be charged with this federal offense. According to him, he said, if a homeowner is using a weapon to defend his home, it'll be easy for him to get the charges dropped. What? Folks, I'm sorry. This is insanity. This is terrifying. Hillary Clinton gave China eminent domain over our public property as collateral for nearly $2 trillion in debt they currently hold of ours. That was just 2 weeks ago. The establishment is making things worse faster than ever before. By establishment, I mean our politicians, our high-ranking officials, the Federal Reserve, the people that truly have the power in this country. The Constitution has been thrown out for all practical purposes. Absolutely everything that's taking place in this country nationally on a day-to-day basis is completely and totally unconstitutional, from the bailouts to Congress's involvement in the bonuses of private employees, to their definitions of what makes someone a terrorist, to their desire to reward the poor while punishing the rich. I don't care if you're rich or poor. Our vantage point does not change the Constitution, and our desire for money should never affect our ability to do what's right. We should always do the right thing first and foremost. As you can hear, this stuff's coming down hard and fast. They're getting it all lined up. None of it's an accident. The powers that be are getting everything. They're getting the stars lined up perfect for their agenda, and then they're coming down hard. So what I say is, get out there, get your money secured in precious metals, because one way they control people is through economic destruction and unemployment. It creates a complete and total dependence upon them. If you don't have any money, where do you go and what do you do? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness really stems around the ownership of property, the ownership of a job, the ability to create an income. Without those things, I don't know if everyone out there has been flat broke with no place to go at some point in their life. I can say I have. I was ejected from my home in late junior high, and through the rest of my life until I became, went through college and everything. But I know what it's like. I even know what it was like to be flat broke with no place to go. As a married individual, I was never what I would qualify in this day and age as what they say homeless. I never considered myself homeless. I had to spend a few weeks in a friend's house to get my feet on the ground and get a job. But back to the basics, our government knows that when people have nothing, they look to the government to fix it all. Look at how we behaved in the hurricane that hit Louisiana, Hurricane Katrina. I mean, that was a real strong sign. That gave some people some great ideas as far as controlling the populace. How has this all gone wrong? Through lies and deceptions. Here are a few to think about. Number one, the democracy lie. America's not a democracy as we've been deceived into believing since the politics of FDR began in 1933 with the New Deal I and the New Deal II. We are a republic with a set of firm, undeniable, non-negotiable, fundamental principles upon which this country stands. Number two, people now vote against the Constitution for their own self-interest. This puts politicians in office who lie and make promises they'll never keep, and who spend like mad once they are in office, if they're given the ability to do so, in order to pay off the special interest groups who got them there in the first place. This is the beginning of favoritism and corruption. Number three, Americans do not consider the Constitution for solutions to our problems because A, they're unaware that the Constitution provides remedies for these types of situations we're facing, and B, true constitutional advocates have been demonized by the establishment. In order to correct these problems, the American people would need to gut all of our politicians and replace them with a veto-proof Senate and Congress, as well as a constitutionally knowledgeable, free market-minded president. These are the exact traits that the media has come to despise and destroy. The media is the real destroyer. As Christ himself said in his own words, the devil comes to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. According to Revelation 18, when discussing Mystery Babylon, the text mentions a large variety of items that this mystery city-state trades in, but the last item mentioned is the bodies and souls of men. Could this refer to the debt burden that this country has placed on every man, woman, and child in this nation? Or could it be referring to the fact that as a city-state, New York, this mystery icon is personally responsible for the destruction of the bodies and souls of men? We destroy the bodies and souls of men morally through the garbage put out by our media and entertainment industries, physically through poor health and endless gluttony, as well as laden them and their future ancestors with debt for decades to come. Now, some of you this last week may have heard of this analysis of militia report they came out with, defining what makes you an enemy of the state, a militia terrorist. Here's some of the things. Displaying or using the Gadsden rattlesnake flag symbol. It's the snake that says, "Don't tread on me," depicting a rattlesnake with 13 rattles which cannot be broken or will not rattle and warn others. You've watched the Anti-Federal Reserve System movie Zeitgeist, which I would highly recommend. But remember, folks, this makes you a terrorist. You support the repeal of the 16th Amendment for the income tax. You supported the candidacy of Representative Ron Paul of Texas. You're a member of the committees of safety. You oppose the mandatory citizen service for those aged 18 to 24 per Rahm Emanuel's proposal. You oppose the Security and Prosperity Partnership being out of the jurisdiction of congressional oversight. You support the abolition of the Federal Reserve Private Central Bank and favor a return to constitutional money. Again, this makes you a terrorist, an enemy of the state. You oppose any further restrictions on the inherent right to bear arms. You've watched Aaron Russo's America, Freedom to Fascism, or you oppose any additional bailout bills for failing banks and private companies. Folks, they're saying these things make you a terrorist or an enemy of the state. I would be afraid of where we're going. And it's in one other thing, this is a well-worn out response that we've heard out of Nazi Germany. It says this: they came first for the communists and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the Jews and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the trade unionists and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Catholics and I didn't speak up because I was a Protestant. Then they came for me, and by that time, no one was left to speak up. Folks, now is the time to speak up. Now is the time to secure your wealth and protect yourself so you can speak up. As when I was in Israel and I was being guided around by a great Jew, his father went through the Holocaust, and he asked his father why they let that happen. His father's comment was, "What do you do when you're hungry?" Folks, if you don't have your property, if you don't have your wealth secured, you'll be powerless. You'll be easily swept away by this mess, and you'll have your eyes in the wrong direction. You need to be a good steward of what you've been given. You need to be wise, and you need to be prepared now. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait for another month. Don't think that you're going to see it coming. Frauds end suddenly. They're over immediately and tragically. Prepare yourself now. Get your maximum amount of cash into the precious metals. We'll get you set up and secured. Thank you once again for tuning in to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Walter. True Wealth sponsored by Coins Plus. Coins Plus can be reached in Spokane at 444-0044. Outside Spokane, toll free 1-877-TAP-COIN or 877-827-2646. Lastly, all of our previously recorded radio shows are available on our website at coinsplus.com, and we will be closed April 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Mark it on your calendars. Take care, God bless, and have a fantastic week.